Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. This one's for
you tonight. Welcome back to Vanderpodcalypse Now. We're here, we're in a tender interim period between Vanderpump Rules reunions part two.
Yeah.
And
we're on the cusp of
the before.
Two. Yeah.
You know, the before. That's right. We're on the precipice.
We can't just go into part
no,
two.
No, we need to mentally prepare ourselves for what's to come. And what's to come seems, well, I don't know. I mean, I was on, and I have to plug this because it was so fun, and you should absolutely listen. I was live streaming with comedian, pop culture, master woman, Jolene Lunzer. I've known her for a very long time.
I was watching.
Yeah,
I was watching the content.
You were creeping.
I was posting it on the VPR Now Instagram.
Yeah, I didn't look insane, kind of. I mean, I looked insane-ish, but not like usual, which is great for me. But it was called No Offense, All Offense, and she streams all the time, and she has a lot of great content on No Offense, All Offense Instagram.
We'll throw the links in the description.
Yeah, and she's also going to be a guest of ours after this whole season, and she is an encyclopedic knowledge. In fact, she told me something that I did not know about yet, and I feel like I troll the Vanderpump Reddit a lot, so I was very intrigued, and her community, her base of
very
people,
vibrant community,
really cool,
very cool community,
like,
yeah,
super awesome. Yeah, just yeah, it was just a absolute blast, and I was so happy to be on it despite my dog like literally losing her shit through it, which is not very professional of me, and yet here we are, still standing, still sitting, still on the ground, fetal position,
yes,
talking about Vanderpump Rules. But I don't know. So she told me when we were live streaming that Katie apologizes to Joe on it. Do you have any? Did you hear anything about that?
No.
And why does Katie owe Joe an apology?
There might be something to it where she is just like, you know, we're part of the same. They're part of the same mess in a way.
Yeah, they are.
In the universe, they're part of the same mess. They're both, you know, women that were in Tom's, you know, his whatever you want, orbit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there is just something with that. It's like the trauma maybe you received is going to be similar, mm-hmm. right? I doubt he changed that much. And maybe there is just some kind of empathy where, and it's also like everyone's getting older. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like sometimes like the fight is out of people. I mean, I feel that a little bit.
It's not out of Katie, though.
No. And again, Katie's, but you know, I think people want to make Katie, and I used to be one of these people. Not always. I was never really like, I don't like her. I was mostly kind of like, oh, whatever. But I feel like there's also a thing to still kind of villainize her. And yeah. I feel like I see a lot of that. And I think there's this thing where you're just like, oh, Katie, she's ice cold. She doesn't enjoy anything in the mm-hmm. world. And she doesn't like anything in the world. I like that vibe a little bit, by
yeah,
the way.
Well, it's very like cool. She's very cool, again. And I think that doesn't read very well on TV, I will say. Yeah. It's just a different energy. It's a lower energy than like, again, you're talking about your Stassis, your Krista. It's just like, it's different. Yeah. So I think that like kind of speed kind of throws people for a loop. I like Katie, but I do want to say like, she's not my favorite person to watch, right. But I really empathize with her. And especially with the Schwartz, it's like, especially this season, she's like trying to like fucking step it up a notch. She looks fucking great. Everyone's talking about that. You know, she's trying to get out of this fucking shit show relationship and tangle herself a little bit more than she has in the past. Obviously her divorce, but then she's also trying to like make decisions that feel healthy too. So it's like, yeah. And you know what? This is also her job as well, but she gets to decide what she participates in, as they all do. They all get to figure out kind of what their line is, which is why it's such a fucking
point.
Does
Joe deserve an apology from her? That's a different story.
No.
That's different. That's...
You think that she...
No. I'm saying that's a totally different story. Does she deserve an apology? But also, it's like, I think people want to be like, oh no, Katie's automatically like anything she says is going to come from like a bad place. And maybe it's a thing. I don't know. I think there's a thing where it makes people more mad that she would apologize or be chill, because they're like, no, you're supposed to be somebody we don't like, and you're not giving me that. Yeah. You're not giving us that. And she looks great. You know what I mean? She's like rocking it. And maybe, like I talked about last episode, like living well is the best revenge. Maybe there's something to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is, and maybe that's why people are like up in arms. I don't think Joe deserves an apology. Are you kidding me? Anyone else in that situation? Like, again, we were talking about Ariana's situation and how people would react if they were in her situation. What if you were in Katie's situation and some woman who was kind of your friend in your friend group, right? Like, you know, texts you, reaches out about your divorce kind of nicely, and you're like, cool. And then you hear, you know, weeks later, a month later, that she's, you know, roommate / having sex with / you know, becoming a full-blown relationship with your ex and not being like, and it's like shady. It's like weird. It's shady. I think Joe does get a lot of shit put on her for a lot of reasons. Also someone who has like varying comfort levels with the camera, I would say. And I love Joe. I thought she was great on this season. I thought it really amped up the energy. The only storyline, aside from, you know, the fallout of Scandoval, that really meant anything
to
me. It
made the season better.
Yeah, it really did.
If you took that out, it would be less. Mm-hmm. In fact, when she showed up on screen, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm like looking.
Whenever she showed up on screen, I was like, great, we're going to get some energy here. We're going to get some fucking insight into shitty Schwartz. We're going to get more, which is great.
Does she deserve an apology from Katie? Maybe not.
No.
Or not. But does she maybe not deserve separately some of the heat that she's gotten? So I think it might be just like kind of maybe misdirected. Like,
yeah,
you don't deserve, like, you're not guilty of certain things. That might not be one of them, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think that those can both be true, for sure. I think, you know, she did decide to be in a reality show that she has been around for a while. Obviously, there's some learning curves from being a friend of someone who's on a reality show to being featured on a reality show. It's hard because she's really her own worst enemy. And we also talked about with Jolene on her live stream how she has a new clothing line coming out along with Joe My Gosh trucker hats. She's got a clothing line coming out with this woman who found her, who was like, I can, you know, help your style. And apparently this woman who's in this Instagram live that she does helped her pick out her reunion outfit, which you can say what you want to about her reunion outfit. I didn't mind it that much, honestly, but she looks better than she ever has. I think we can all agree with that.
Sometimes people need someone outside of yourself to kind of lean on somebody else.
I'm
also that.
We need some outside insight. If it's just us, we're just putting on fucking... Who the fuck
but
knows?
Like the merch kind of stuff. I mean, I absolutely get it. You got to make your money, and I don't begrudge you for that. But you really got to have to like pick and choose. I don't know. Is there a really what's? I'd rather. It's worse if you have merch that nobody cares about.
Mm-hmm.
That's really like, are people going to really care about these trucker hats? I mean, you know, if she could sell some, great. I wouldn't be like, well, I'm set because I'm going to be selling a lot of trucker hats,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of like, I don't know if they're back, if they're in vogue again, but they feel like they're still maybe a little bit out. And if they're going to be in, they're not going to be in from her.
Mm-mm. No, she's not very in. I mean, she's a 35-year-old woman who doesn't really know how to style herself. And that's someone who I love fashion on Bravo. I like really enjoy watching it. I have lots of opinions about it. Her fashion is not what we know Joe for and what we love Joe for.
If she was doing that, like if that was her thing before and then she promoted that, I'd be like, okay, well, that's just something you're already doing. But when it's a thing where it's like you're sitting there going, how can I monetize my presence, which I get you have to do, you're going to have to, it better be like the best thing it could be, because automatically people are going to be like, why do we care that you're selling hats? Mm-hmm. We'd buy the hats more than probably a lot of people would.
Yeah, no, exactly. We are the target audience for your hats.
We're probably one of the probably bigger fans of hers in a way, I think.
I'm a huge fan of hers.
I mean, I don't know if people are going to be like dying to buy, you know, those
ugly
hats.
Ugly ass cheap. And I know, because I know what they're like. They're the Amazon. Like, you know the quality of the trucker hat. Like, you just know. And I'm not just talking trucker hats. We were talking about how she was going to a whole clothing line of like cozy sweatshirts and things like that. And I'm like, I know it's going to be bad quality. And also, I don't begrudge you to sell. Everyone on this show sells shit. I get it. Like, sell your shit. But also, like, you're going to have to answer to some shit too. And that's what we talked about, this Instagram live that she had with this fashion designer, where she was like, I'm here to answer all your questions. And someone's like, yeah, why is the stuff from your hats and clothing not going to your dog? And she's like, not going to answer it. It's not going to my dog. And it's like, okay. And then she's like, they ask questions and she literally shuts down the Instagram live. You know, it's like, what kind of questions do you think they're going to ask you? Do you just want to be like praised or asked like stupid bullshit questions?
Yes.
You're welcoming this.
She's, yeah.
You know?
It's like, I want you to tell. And then when I hear something I don't like, now do they owe her an apology for that, the way Katie has to apologize? It's like, how dare you ask, hey, will any of this money go to my dog that really needs it? How dare you? You owe me an apology for that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just like she goes straight to self-victimization. You know, with any friction, it becomes bullying. And I feel like such a fucking narc 5,000-year-old person when I'm like, bullying. But it's like, you just don't want to be held accountable. You're welcoming all this discourse, but then you want to filter it to the things that are convenient for you, which everyone wants to do. But they're also not like putting themselves out here like you are, Joe.
She wants the drunk, but she doesn't want the hangover.
You can't do that. You're not 22 anymore, Joe.
No.
Or should I say Kaylee Joe Weinberg? Kaylee. Kaylee's your actual name.
And it's not a bad name.
No, I don't know why. I'm not sure what happened. None of us know. We do know that Vanderpump has a rich history of people changing their names. Much like Hollywood.
Kaylee Weinberg sounds like a pretty
Jewish
name. And she's from your hood,
yeah,
right?
She's from Milwaukee. Actually, we were talking about this. She's from Kohler, Wisconsin,
yeah,
which is kind of up north. It's a little, it's like a bougie kind of rural area. It's, you know Kohler, like faucets?
Yeah.
And things like that? That's where that is made.
Her family owns it.
She's Ms. Kohler herself.
But, you know, Joe puts out a different vibe. Trucker Hat Joe is kind of like, I'm in Midwestern in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's like a conscious thing? Like, I'm a chill, I'm a down girl. Like, I'm a
I think
chill.
There's a lot. Well, she just reminds me of, in a way, myself, which is why I'm so like her on the show, and I'm so hurt by, you know, what she's gone through and what she's doing to herself. And I think so many people I grew up with are just like her, where they're like, we're just fucking country girls. It's like, you're in a suburb, though, of Milwaukee. That's a really mid-sized city. You're not like a, you know, you're not like bonfires and trailers.
You're
like,
close
to
Canada?
Yeah, you are. You're lakes and things. So, I don't know. It's just that very, like, boho. I know her vibe because I've been around it for a long time. It's kind of like, you know, like, throwback, like, pick me, like, guys, girl, you know, like,
I can drink a beer,
smoke.
Put on heels.
Exactly. Which is how she is on the show, which again, talk about like authenticity. It's like, yeah, she's being her authentic self on the show. Thank God, because what else would we have? But then we talked about her GoFundMes, two of them. She has a dog named Checkers, who's very cute. Checkers, as we know now, has one eye. But back then, back in 2021, Checkers had both eyes. Checkers.
A cute dog.
Yeah. And so she had a GoFundMe back, I guess this was still in Los Angeles, a couple years ago. And she wanted some money to get eye surgery, eye removal, which happened. She asked for, and again, this may have changed since she put this up, almost $2,000 $1,880.
And what was her goal?
$1,850.
Okay, so it seemed like a, you know, wasn't like trying to like, you know, get vacation money out of it or anything.
No. But again, okay, here's the description. Hi, my name is Kaylee Joe, and I'm trying to raise money for my doggo Checker's eye surgery, parentheses, removal. I've never asked for money from friends or strangers, so that this is not easy for me, but a friend suggests that I post this. Checkers was diagnosed with glaucoma, and after many different medications, nothing has worked. My vet said that he will need to have his right eye removed, and the low estimate for the surgery is $1,850. I was not prepared for this expense, so any donations are appreciated, no matter how small. Thank you for helping me rescue my baby boy, who I love so much. Which, not bad. You know, like, whatever. But also, like, you know, kind of okay, low estimate. It's an estimate that she's asking for. She's not like, the surgery is this. You'd think you know how much the surgery is because it's happening, right? You think it's probably like, you know, there's an inventory on a vet bill or like something like that, you know? But she does, it's just kind of, but again, it's specific enough. This is what I need, whatever. But also you should know that she comes from a fairly wealthy family, right? That didn't want to pay for this or maybe pay for someone. Hard to say what the backstory is. So now we have this new GoFundMe. Help Checkers.
The sequel.
And this, I guess I can't, created 3 days ago. Okay, so this is new. We've got Checkers. Checkers is an older dog
before
now.
Before the reunions are done.
Exactly. Now, I know that this has changed from around 3,000 or 4,000. Now it's 1,220, or sorry, now it's just 2,000, but with 1,226 raised of the 2,000 goal. Okay. Here's this one. 3 years ago, Checkers lost an eye due to glaucoma, and now it seems to be affecting his other eye. His medical bills are piling up, and though I never wanted to ask, I need help with the payments. His remaining eye is turning glossy, and our vet suggests it might need to be removed due to the spread. Any assistance would be greatly appreciated. I love my baby. What do you think of that?
I'm going to say it seems like a low amount of money, but it seems like if you have, I don't know, like, I feel like that's like, you're probably, are you going to, what do you think? What do you think's happening here?
I think it's sketchy. I think, okay, you asked for money a couple years. This is not like you asked for money 10 years ago. You asked for money a couple years ago, but now you're on Vanderpump Rules, you know? And so you have more, if not more money, you have more resources, right? You could even probably go to Lisa Vanderpump, who loves dogs.
Yeah.
You could probably go, you could do more. I mean, and you do have a platform, right? And you also have wealthy parents. I mean, like, I don't know, but she's from an affluent area. And from what we talked about with Jolene, her dad is a doctor. You know, like, there's things that seems like she has some support system around her. Not to mention, again, she already did a GoFundMe a couple years ago, right? Plus, we're not showing, if I were to do a GoFundMe, I would want to be as transparent as possible, especially when I had just done one and just asked for money years before. Put the vet bill on there. The vet is saying here that, like, suggests it might need to be removed due to the spread. You know, it's like, so is that happening? So is the surgery? It just feels very vague to me.
Do you think it's just an avenue for like, a, I mean, like, because if you, you know, if you have a GoFundMe, it's going to, I mean, it's an animal. It's, you know, you're an animal lover. Like, we're animal lovers. You know, a lot of people are animal. Most people are animal lovers.
Yeah.
It's like, that's
tugs
the best.
The heartstrings.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's not like a high amount of, it's not like an insane amount of money.
But that's also concerning to me. Yeah. That it's not an insane amount of money.
So you think it's just like, before this May reunion ends, can I get like an extra like $2,000? And then I sell my hats.
Yeah.
And then kind of stuff. I want to believe, like, I want to believe that it's exactly going to exactly what she wants, but she's using her, like, you know, clout now to get it. And that's okay if it's all good. But if it's, I don't know, it just seems like I would probably be like, I did one.
Also, this one, the same dog. Are we doing another dog conspiracy thing? Look at this dog. Look at this dog. Are these, I mean, the snout, you know, is foreshortened here. Are these the same Checkers?
I'd have to go to the Vanderpump Reddit for because they'll suss that out.
They'll know. I don't know. It's hard for me because I'm like, I don't know how much money Joe is making. I obviously don't know where this money is going. But I think if you are someone who has been telling people that, you know, you've been bullied, that you've, you know, you've been done dirty, but you're still kind of putting yourself out there. And also there's no update. I guess, you know, we talked about on the live stream too, that like people are like, how's Checkers? What's happening? She won't answer any questions about the dog. Nothing's going on. People are obviously invested. You know, she's putting this information out there, but not like not enough information. It's like, put the vet bill out there. And I guess people are asking, like, can we send money straight to the vet? You know, like people want to help. Obviously, it's like a cute dog.
So
it seems something seems afoot.
Yeah. And we hope that it's not.
Of
right?
course.
We hope it's not. But if it is.
Also, the timing. It's this 3 days ago, right? The reunion is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that also feels, I mean, again, I'm not saying you shouldn't use that. I think you should use that. I think if you're featured nationally on a Bravo show and your appearance, your pretty much, I think, last appearance probably is tomorrow, then yeah, like put up what you need to put up to get attention on it. But also like people are going to scrutinize
it. I think it's again, like a lot of bad PR moves. A great PR move is if when you're like, you know what, I know I'm going to be cashing in some chips.
Mm-hmm.
Make it the best where it calls nothing into question. Mm-hmm. It makes you seem like this is just a person who loves their dog. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to get from you. And like kind of thrown out like three or four sentences that are similar to the last thing with no, like you said,
no
update, no update. That's a great way to communicate. Like, oh, you're a dog lover. I mean, I saw it in the chat. There's like in Jolene's chat, there's so many dog lovers and animal lovers. I think it's a great way to be like, you can make some friends.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can update people. And I think that's a great way. I love that. I mean, that's endearing. But if you're just kind of like, here's a couple of sentences. All I'm accepting is money,
mm-hmm.
and then you shut up. Like, that's like a bad play.
Yeah. Well, also, you'd think that, again, having just asked for money, you'd be like, oh, I feel horrible asking again. I don't want to do that. I'm going to be, again, as transparent as possible. Here's all the things. Like, here's where I'm at. Like, you'd want to share as much supporting additional evidence of why you are where you are here at this GoFundMe than needed, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, Joe, what are you doing? And I love it. And I love it too.
Yeah.
I mean, does this dog even exist?
Wow, you're really...
I'm a dog conspiracy theorist. I mean, Vanderpump dog conspiracy theorist.
Like when you said, like, yeah, Lisa Vanderpump sure would like love to be like, yeah, your dog needs whatever kind of surgery. Like, that's, you know, her... I don't know. I don't...
LVP like Dumbo dropped fucking Graham back into the season. You think she can't like... pick up a couple $1,000 for your dog's eyeball?
Yeah. I'm really kind of surprised it didn't work, like you said, that in there. I don't know.
And also, like, if my dog, who already had one eye gone, was going to be missing another eye, I'd be, like, doing whatever. I'd be, like, because then you have a blind dog. Like, it's bad. That's, like, a bad, like, very urgent thing, too. And also, like, this doesn't feel as urgent
to
me.
No. Like even the photo you took was just kind of like a...
I know. This is the photo that you're using?
There's no... And it's been 3 days. If it was yesterday, I'd be like, okay, whatever. But like 3 days and like no... Because this is the time where it's most vibrant, right? Mm-hmm, the first launch of it. This is when things are really happening. How much does she raise to how much she needs?
She needs an extra like 700-ish more.
Yeah. So you'd think like... So people have been, you know, kind of... They're hard-earned money. They're working, you know, and they give their hard-earned money...
$200.
Yeah, I mean,
Kristen Webster. So
I don't know, throw people like an up. They, you know what I mean? Like involve people.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm looking at the list right now. You know, there's a lot of people giving a fair amount. I mean, there's some $10 here, but there's some $50s. There's an $80. Is that $200?
That's from me.
$60. That's not from you.
Yeah, I use a different name. What name is it under?
Kristen Webster.
Kristen Webster is my. It's my stage name.
Wow, you're a hero.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do we think about something about her? That's happening, right?
It's happening on Wednesday.
So we're going to do flyby, go by.
Yeah, I was going to like creep over there at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's hard because we're also recording another episode of this. Although we could record, I mean, we have a special guest on Wednesday as well. So it might be hard to get over there.
We got to get over there at some point and stalk it and
I know.
Eat it.
Eat we got to eat those soggy ass Greek goddess sandwiches.
And maybe Anne will be there.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting.
I know. Well, will she? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know who anyone. It's like, what is her job now? You know, because I saw other people there. She's not really featured in a lot of their online presence.
Yeah.
But she does work there, apparently.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, she might be more behind the scenes or something like
that. Yeah,
yeah,
she's fucking
great
all the numbers, pulling the strings back there, getting those loaves fired up.
I mean, before we get to this, you know, the next episode, I mean, Lala's really been, I'm going, you know, I go everything by the my Bibles, the Vanderpump Reddit, is really taking a, seems to be really taking a beating.
Yeah. I mean, as she should.
So, I mean, I'm curious, what do you think is going to pop off? And
I mean, it's hard because I do think there was some truth to what she said. I'm sure Katie laid into her, you know, and I want to see it. I want those receipts. But I, there's a lot of people who liked Lala a little bit. I just never liked Lala. I just don't, I just think she's so combative and not like a fun, dark, like, she's not like Katie. Like, they fight differently and it's just like her bark is way worse than her bite. What bite?
There's no
you know?
Bite. Yeah,
there's no
never,
bite.
Never been a bite.
Exactly. So like, I don't know, I think it's like bullshit, poser shit. And I don't know. I mean, I hope that we get a little bit more shit thrown her way. And I'm sure we will once Ariana watches the season finale. We'll get something.
I also noticed that at this, at the restaurant, Stassi was there.
Mm-hmm. Stassi.
Kristen was there. I mean, that's like a celebrity within a celebrity thing.
It's great.
I wonder if that makes everyone else, or I don't know if it makes Sheena and Lala nuts, crazy, or Tom, I don't know, whoever.
Well, I mean, and again, I think there's some truth to even the most horrible people. There's some truth that have come out of the lips of the most horrible people on the show. Like when Tom Sandoval was like, you took out your IUD when Stassi got pregnant. I was like, I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that's true. Yeah. You know, do I hate that he said it? Yeah, but do I love it? Yeah, also. So, of course, I mean, I think, you know, there was no Sheena, right? There was no Lala. I mean, neither did the Schwartz, did he?
I don't think Schwartz made an appearance either.
I mean, Andy Cohen.
Cohen was there. I mean, that's like, they got to be a little bit.
What side of history are you on?
Yeah.
You know? And even when even Stassi can be there, you know?
You know what I was talking to my wife, Michelle, about it. It's like where how like Lala like is, you know, selling what, I don't know, whatever she sells. Mm-hmm. That Stassi not being on the show. Yeah, she has previous episodes kind of keeping her, mm-hmm. you know, always, you know, re-energizing her thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, somebody like Lala is constantly being, is more currently being re-energized, and I don't know like the numbers behind the scenes, but it seems like Stassi could still sell.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, she's a best-selling author. Yeah. And her books to me seem like the griftiest shit where she's like, I got canceled.
Yeah.
Don't care. I'll make money off of it. It's like, oh God.
But she could still, is still viable not being on the show in a way that Lala can't be, and mm-mm. she is on the show.
Yeah. I mean, I think Lala has just a different, what's the word, cachet?
I think it's coming from a place, is just, like you said, where Stassi's bite is as bad as her bark, mm-hmm. in a way. And Lala's never really was, and she kept herself so private, and you know, all that, and all that kind of stuff, and then tried to just be like hard and heavy and all this stuff, and it's just nothing ever really, like, I don't know what she's said. Like, I know everyone's got a podcast. Mm-hmm. She has like shirts or makeup, or which would be like a good thing, but I don't know. It's an interesting thing to be like, you could still be viable and not be on the show, more in a way than people that are on the show that are doing everything to be as viable as possible.
I know. And that's, it's like, how far in the pocket of producers are you willing to go? You know, and the fear that you won't be, it's like, you can kind of smell that now because everyone's been on it for so goddamn long.
Do you think that on the Valley, you think if they're at a point where it's like, I don't need to be on Vanderpump Rules, people on Vanderpump Rules need to be on the Valley.
Yeah.
Do you think there is like
I feel that way.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching the Valley very much.
Yeah.
And I think it's a much more interesting show than Vanderpump right now. And I think,
because it's starting at a place where it's like, here's the people where they're at. It's not like a thing where it's like, oh, they're, you know.
We're also in a chaos time where couples are breaking. Like, things are happening on the Valley. And again, there's obviously some dud episodes and some like dumb, corny bullshit that happens in the Valley. But like, you've got these couples that are imploding in real time in front of us. We just don't have, you know, Vanderpump Rules. It's like, again, what do we have?
All the relationships, current relationships are going well, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone who's in a relationship right now is going, Ariana's in a relationship, yeah. going well. You know, James and Allie, they're going yeah. well. You know, like, everyone, I mean, I guess I'm assuming the Toms are in relationships that are going well too.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're going, like, they're probably going really
sure. well. They're great. They're great. Probably very healthy and well adjusted. Yep. And like, one of them is they're Leonardo DiCaprio's ex, and one of them is a 23-year-old TikTok star. So it kind of, I mean, again, but show me that if this, if big if Vanderpump comes back season 12, you better be fucking showing me that shit.
I can't go, like, through the same. I don't can't look at babysitters.
No, like, this is a conversation I've been having with a lot of people. If the season, I mean, the show will get I mean, the show was filming, but like, next season, what do we need? What do we need for it to be a good season?
We need people in relationships. Has always been the thing that makes things interesting, but we need more relationships, not people that used to be in relationships that have fallout still. Mm-hmm. There's only so much fallout there could be. We need new current relationships popping off.
And yeah, people being bad in your current relationships. We need, like, fucked up, toxic, and we can have that. I think there's potential for that. And also, we need Raquel right back on the show, baby.
You heard it here, not first. This one's for you
tonight. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.